This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, so I know I'm going to probably get destroyed for this.
These are my favorite.
But it happens a lot. It does happen on occasion, but I'm just going to be honest. This is confessions, man. This is confessions. So the Arizona Cardinals cheerleaders, I don't know if many people noticed this on the television broadcast.
Okay.
But it happened. So the Arizona Cardinals cheerleaders last night were bumped from the sideline, not for anything they did. They just decided, hey, we can sell some more premium seats where these cheerleaders sit in the corner, you know, stand in the corners of the, and we've seen it here at Texans games and all that. Some premium seating they added. So the cheerleaders had to watch the game in the locker room, in their locker room, and they only came out for one performance at a timeout in the first quarter and one at halftime. Here's my confession. While, you know, I'm a God-fearing American man. And
what does that mean? And, what are you trying to say?
And, you know, aesthetically, I appreciate the view when I do look
Figure
their
out,
way.
I understand what he's saying. Can you explain it to me?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. Explain a little more.
I'm a card-carrying Mexican-American man, to be more specific.
Okay.
And love the view of cheerleaders on the sidelines. Here's the confession. They're kind of unnecessary at NFL games.
Yeah.
They kind of are.
Yeah.
Like college games, you got to have all the hoopla and the, you know, the spirit of everything and all that. And I know I have some friends who are actually, you know, involved with the Houston Texans cheerleaders. They probably are cursing their radio right now.
It seems like that's not going over very well in the building.
It's not going over very well at all. And it's always, you know, but I will say it because it is confession. I kind of feel like NFL cheerleaders are a little bit unnecessary.
Yeah, kind of. But at the same I think that, you've gotten to a place where you're trying to, you know, keep the energy up in the building as well, and you're finding different things. Like, I know you're a big fan of the mariachi band.
Oh, the mariachis. You got to have. Those are a must.
And so, like, things like that, I do wonder if it trends that way. But, yeah, just the general, we're going to try and get the testosterone up in the building of the cheerleaders. And I understand they do significantly more
How much
than
do
that.
You really look at them? I mean, you do when they're there. And I appreciate it. Like I said, I mean, they look great. They do great.
But, like, on the sideline during the course of the...
How much? 713-572-4610. Like, nobody is saying, you know, we're anti-cheerleaders.
I don't know. I kind of heard that.
I just kind of feel like... And nobody says we don't appreciate how they look and they perform, because we do. But at an NFL game, are they necessary? Or do they add that much compared to, like, college?
I don't believe Figgy. So, but also, you know, we might be wilding here.
I think so, because look, it's only like two NFL teams that don't have cheerleaders.
Yeah, the Packers and somebody else.
And the Browns.
Browns,
of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they.
What did Deshaun do that?
They used to. They all quit.
Is that a historical?
Yeah, we could blame Deshaun for a lot of stuff, but not for the Cleveland Browns not having cheerleaders.
Yeah,
that been a thing. But yeah, I think it's kind of necessary because when you think of football, you think of cheerleaders. But I don't think it's like I don't know anybody that's coming to the game just to see the cheerleaders.
Well, yeah.
Unless 281 said the Dallas Cowboys would disagree with you, I feel like that's a very unique situation, and because of the long-standing history that's there.
You're right.
But also, Nick goes vest mode on YouTube said, Lopez, how do you say you have low T without saying you have low T?
No, man. Look, I that's the first thing I said. Oh, I look, and I appreciate. Like any as
from the 832, John hates women. It is what it is. I mean, look, if the shoe fits.
I did say I was going to get destroyed, and I knew I was going to get destroyed. But trust me, I appreciate what I'm looking at. All I'm saying is, and look, I know Hannah's probably going to text me. What are you doing? You know,
hi, Hannah.
Greg Grissom's probably going to text me. What are you doing?
Hi, Greg.
This is confessions. I am honest about things. I don't think NFL cheerleaders are all that necessary.
Probably too honest. Yeah. The thing I love about this, before I go ahead and move on, I agreed with him the whole way, and I'm going to get.
And you're not getting any
of
the.
It's so good.
You're not getting any of the hate. Did he just say mariachis are a must? Yet cheerleaders are unnecessary. Yes, I did, and I will double, triple, and quadruple down.
Basically, what he's saying is, if the cheerleaders want to stay, they better play an instrument.
Well, the mariachis get the crowd going. The cheerleaders are like, oh, look, the cheerleaders. She's hot. That's what you do.
You're saying
that, like, where the mariachis get you going.
We've gotten tired of cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Which
one do you like the best? That one. She's the hottest. No, she is. That's all you do.
That was John Lopez, by the way. That had nothing to do with me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Watch this. These are my confessions. I think we already know this about me, as I've done this job for a few months now, and I've already made it abundantly clear that I have a problem with screens as an addiction. Hi, my name is Reginald Atitula. I recognize
you brought all of them on the road.
I brought all of them on the road, and my confession is I still feel like I don't have enough. I have my laptop. I have a tablet that is, is currently used to make sure I'm tapping in with the people. I got the text line. I got the YouTube there. I have my phone, and I still feel like I'm not getting everything.
And he's not exaggerating.
I feel naked in some sorts, not having enough things at my disposal, not having enough screens.
The funny, it's one of those, like the comedians, it's funny because it's true.
It is 100%. This is not a joke. It's not. If it was, it wouldn't be a good one. I don't think anybody's like laughing in a big way. No, I've learned about myself. Yeah. I am very used to having like three screens at any given time to make this thing
you
go.
You caught me on a good day. I actually brought the laptop. Usually I just bring my phone on these.
I don't know how you do that. I sincerely don't know how you make this shake with all of that. But yeah, I think I have a problem, and I might need to do something about it, except I absolutely won't. Watch this.
These are my confessions. So you guys are out there at Texas Star Grill Shop eating some good old food and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys asked me the question, how did that make me feel?
Yes.
And I got to confess, I did something I never did since I've been working here in this building.
Oh,
I actually DoorDashed some food, man.
Oh, wow. That's good.
I never did that before, man. I feel like I really don't need to because the show is only, 4 hours? And after the show, I can just go get something to eat. But y'all made me DoorDash some doggone food, man.
Good for you.
Man, I DoorDash.
Lopez will pay for you. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Hey, you should reimburse me, man. That bill was doggone high, man.
I know it was.
And the crazy part about it, man, I felt like I could have just waited. I could have just waited after the show and got it for way cheaper.
Yeah, but see, it's that, you know, your senses, your sensory, the sensory part of your brain was just like, okay, I got to eat now. They're talking about eating.
Yeah, so I felt left out, so I end up DoorDash. I had to download the app and all that stuff, man.
So, wow, so you did the whole initial setup. You didn't even have the app on your phone.
I didn't because I never
really use it.
I got some Chipotle.
That's right.
Chipotle.
Shout out to Jameis.
Yeah, got me some Chipotle.
I will still ask you, because I was going to ask you off air. Do you want me to bring you some wings after the show? I am heading back that way.
You can still bring me some wings.
I got you. I got you.
Saying no to no doggone wings.
I got you, my boy. Watch this.
These are my confessions. All right, you know, I already got some people kind of riled up. Although a lot of people are with me on the text board.
I see, somebody said you prefer dude cheerleaders. What's that?
Yeah.
Is that? Oh yeah, that's an A&M thing, right?
Yell leaders is what they called, right?
That is not true. Dude, look at all others. See, y'all are cherry picking that text right there. A lot of people are agreeing with me. But anyway, since I already got people,
they must have went to A&M too.
Shame on Lopez comes in from the YouTube.
I already got people riled up. I might as well keep them riled up. Because,
oh no, that's never a good start.
And I'm going to start it with this comment here. You know what I love about homeless people?
Oh no, I'm going to go ahead and walk away from this. That's ISO.
And if we're being honest, by the time I finish this confession, the majority of people are going to agree with me. There is nothing, look, homeless situation, we all know, awful, tragic. People here have helped and are helping. In fact, let me give a shout out to Bill's organization here.
Phil's
organization here.
Wow.
One of our listeners, our great listeners, Crossroads at Park Place, they do a lot of great work with the homeless, feeding and giving them clothes and all that. So it's not about the homeless. But if we acknowledge that there are homeless people, we can acknowledge that. Right? There are homeless
people. He's trying to lure me back into the camera.
No.
That's what's happening. He's trying to make me associated with
his
bad take.
Do we agree that there are homeless people?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay, you are so far out of this. Here's what I love about homeless people, because it happened this morning, and it happens every once in a while, and it's like a little gift from, you know, as a driver that you get. I love when homeless people start directing traffic. I had a dude this morning. I was coming down Houston Avenue and I was getting to the highway, and there was a truck backing up with a trailer, and he had a bad angle, and some traffic was coming. The homeless dude on the corner stood up, started waving his t-shirt, stopped traffic, got the truck out of there, and then started waving the traffic through. Dude, that is awesome. I've seen that a few times. Like, they're actually performing a service while homeless.
I don't like the fact that you said actually there. Like, they're not human beings.
No, I'm saying they're actually performing a service. You know, as opposed to you know, being homeless and trying to make their way.
Like, I still don't like what you're doing here.
You are so awkward with this.
I still don't like what you're doing here.
Dude.
I feel like you did not navigate this well enough.
I'll navigate it very simply. When homeless people direct traffic, I think it's awesome.
It is. Like, I think when anybody has an opportunity to, like, you know, just help each other, I think that's awesome. They're like, hey, man, I'm here. I got you, man. It's akin to when somebody is, like, trying to parallel park. And then you see the person, got room. You got room to
turn. Oh, yeah.
They start giving you direction because they know you're not going to make it. You know? I appreciate that as well.
Yeah. So there you go. Did I navigate that well enough for you?
All right, let's ask the people in the crowd. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Did John navigate that well?
How about, I got two up and two down.
We're kind of split here. I feel like we got a split here. Apparently, I have to confess that I don't know how to act when I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out and I hung out with Sean Pendergast and the various other people.
The steak night.
Steak night at Legacy Cigar Lounge in Stafford. That was fun to go do. But I didn't realize that I hadn't eaten all day. I guess, you know, I did the thing kind of subconsciously where you're like, I know I'm going to go eat later, so I'm not going to eat. When I ordered that steak, when I tell you I devoured that steak, I ate that steak so fast, and I feel really bad about that. So I don't know if you've noticed. I've been very cautious in the way that I've gone about these kebabs and stuff today.
No, go for it, man.
Because I was like, you know how you do something, and then you stop and you think about it, and you're like, oh, that was embarrassing in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
That was how quickly I ate that steak in front of them good people at the cigar lounge where we were having fun.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that made me more cognizant of the fact that I probably should handle myself, equip myself a lot better.
Nah, man, you did good. You should order two steaks.
I almost did.
You should have ordered two.
And I was just like, that is too much gluttony at this point. People want to know, John, your take on the Lingerie Football League. Is John Lopez trying to get fired is a question that came through from the 619.
A listener from the 713, I literally just saw a homeless guy directing traffic near the Med Center on Bissonnette. That's one of the greatest things to witness. It's awesome. It's a service.
Yeah.
They're doing good.
Yeah, they're doing wonderful things.
Yeah.
I just need you to frame it better. Fig, you got one more? Watch this.
These are my confessions. So I might be the only person that really find this hilarious, but whenever I go to a restaurant and get some bad service, and they're just so bad to the point I just kind of start laughing and going with it. Like, that happened to me yesterday. So I went to a place to get some takeout.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I walked in, man, it was two people standing there, and they just got quiet, and they just looked at me like a deer in the head. Like,
were they fighting?
No, they wasn't. No, they was just having a regular conversation. So I'm like, dang, is this a? I felt like I walked into a restaurant, a whites only restaurant in the 1950s.
Hey, yo,
I'm like, am I in the right place? I almost made an executive decision to act like I left something in the car and just go somewhere else. But I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered my food. I was ordering some food, and I had a question about a certain flavor or something. And the guy was like, man, I don't know what that is.
He worked there?
He worked there. Yeah, he was taking my order. First of all, he was talking real low the whole time, so I kept having to say, wait, what you say?
Yeah.
And so I pointed out the flavor. I'm like, what flavor is this? I see three different flavors. I'm like, is this all separate or one? He was like, man, I don't even know what that is. So I kind of chuckled a little bit. I was like, you know what? All right. I'm like, I'm going to go with it. Let me get that. And he was like, man, I don't even think we got that. So I was just staring at him like, all right. So let me just get a different flavor then. And so the guy, it looked like he didn't want to take my order. So
what was it?
It was just some wings. I ain't gonna say.
No, I'm saying, what was the issue? Did you ever figure out what was going on? Yeah.
No, I don't know.
They were having a bad. Somebody got in a fight in the kitchen or something, I bet.
I have no idea, man.
Had to be something like that.
I had no idea, but it got real awkward when I walked in.
Kitchens get heated. Yeah. They get very heated a lot of times.
Yeah, so. No, I always appreciate, in a weird way, whenever I get some iffy service.
Yeah.
I even left a tip.
There you go.
I'm like, hey, you're a bold brother. Hey, you probably ain't gonna get no more tips after this one.
So, yeah, I'm still wondering what happened there.
I have no idea, but I almost turned around. Like, you know what? Maybe that's a sign. Mm-hmm. That maybe I need to go somewhere else. But I went with it.
Were the wings good, though?
It was pretty good, man.
All right. That's all that matters.
Yeah,
that's all that matters, then. There you go. This is your Lunchtime Confessions here on a Tuesday in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We are live from Texas Star Grill Shop here at 59 and Shepherd, having a good old time. And coming up next, let's get into college football on a Tuesday, including what was my single favorite call of any college football play ever. I'll give that to you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.